Chapter 1502, Leviathan vs. Alpha Part 1. There was no choice left for Don. Fighting in his hybrid form had always been the balance he considered best, strong elemental control, sharp instincts, and the tactical mind of a seasoned fighter. Against most opponents, that form was more than enough. He could think clearly, analyze, and strike with precision. But this was no ordinary battle. He was up against Lupus, the Alpha, in his true form. Against this kind of opponent, tactics and balance meant little. In terms of sheer power, Don knew his strongest state wasn't the hybrid he relied on so often. His true strength, the one form that could rival an Alpha head-on, was his full transformation. And yet, that was the form he feared most. The reason was simple. He couldn't fully control it. His hybrid body allowed him to think like a human while fighting with the strength of an altered. But in his full form, instinct threatened to overwhelm reason. A skilled fighter with control could outmaneuver raw strength, but sometimes, against an overwhelming foe, control had to be sacrificed. His body already screamed in pain, battered and bruised by the Alpha's earlier blows. His hybrid form was reaching its limits. Something had to change. He needed to gamble everything. At first, the change was subtle. His skin paled, veins bulging and writhing beneath the surface like black rivers pressing against fragile ice. Then came the sound, sickening, tearing, bones shifting and flesh groaning as his body expanded far beyond human limits. Scales erupted across his frame, jagged plates of midnight blue and steel gray overlapping like natural armor. His jaw elongated, teeth reshaping into serrated blades designed to shear through flesh, bone, even stone. A guttural rumble echoed from deep within his chest, like the distant roar of the ocean's abyss. His back arched violently as spines burst outward, curving like the ridges of some ancient sea beast. Fins unfurled from his shoulders, vast and webbed, shimmering faintly as if reflecting moonlight off dark waters. The ground itself trembled beneath his growing mass, cracks racing outward as his colossal form took shape. Arms twisted into long, clawed appendages. A massive tail unfurled with a thunderous crack, smashing into the earth and carving a deep scar across the stone. Finally, his eyes opened, no longer human but glowing orbs of abyssal light, unfathomably deep, like staring into the trench of the sea itself. The transformation was complete. Before them stood a Leviathan, a creature less like a beast and more like an ancient god reborn from the ocean's depths. The moment his massive body spiraled out, his dragon-like head came crashing into Lupus. The Alpha, caught mid-stride, skidded across the battlefield, his claws tearing trenches into the ground as he latched onto whatever part of Don's scaled face he could grab. Despite its size, the Leviathan's body was fast, unnaturally so. Even outside the water, it moved as though it swam through the very air itself. Its immense frame twisted and swirled, carrying Lupus high above the battlefield. With a snap of his jaw, the Leviathan opened its mouth. A swirling ring of water formed in the air just above its maw, spinning faster and faster until, with a deafening roar, a jet of compressed blue water burst forth. The stream struck Lupus head-on, blasting against his body with unstoppable force. Lupus braced with his arms, muscles straining, but even so he was hurled back through the air, his body whipped violently against the current. The Alpha growled, spinning his body midair. His claws flared with energy, whirling in rapid slashes that shredded the water into spiraling fragments. The air around him screamed as the attacks formed a tornado-like barrier, dispersing the Leviathan's jet stream. Then the current ceased and Lupus dropped, his body crashing down toward the shattered earth. He landed heavily, claws gouging deep furrows in the ground, his chest heaving. But when he looked up, the Leviathan was no longer where it had been. Above him, the sky darkened. The colossal beast coiled high overhead, its body like a serpent of the deep, vast, webbed limbs stretching wide. It glided effortlessly, its scaled skin glistening with a thin layer of water that shimmered unnaturally. It was one of the Leviathan's elemental traits. Its body carried water with it, as though the sea itself clung to its skin. To the beast, air and land were no different from the ocean. Wherever it went, it was always in its element. The massive jaws opened once again. The ring of water expanded, a giant halo twirling faster, condensing into a tighter, more focused stream. The blast that followed was stronger than before, a roaring torrent that split the air and struck Lupus with devastating force. The ground shattered beneath him, cracks spiderwebbing outward as a crater 400 meters wide collapsed under the impact. The sheer pressure crushed stone into rubble, sending shockwaves rolling across the battlefield. The Leviathan roared, the torrent continuing, its abyssal eyes glowing with destructive fury. But just as the water reached its peak, something shifted. At the far edge of the stream, ice began to form. The torrent froze mid-flow, shards glittering like crystals as they fractured under sudden pressure. And then came the slash. A massive claw strike ripped through the freezing current, splitting it apart. The attack cut straight through, tearing the Leviathan's water attack in half. The beast twisted its head aside, but not fast enough. The claw raked across one of its abyssal eyes, carving a deep, bloody slash. A guttural roar shook the arena as the Leviathan reeled back. On the ground below, Lupus stood, bloodied but unbroken. His chest rose and fell with labored breaths, his eyes wild with determination and madness. His fur bristled, his claws slick with blood, but his body remained steady. This was no ordinary fighter, no mindless beast. This was an alpha in his true form, a monster who refused to yield. This was an alpha determined to live. Chapter 1503, Leviathan vs. Alpha Part 2. Lupus's body was being bombarded with attacks, battered again and again by the unrelenting torrent of water spewing from the Leviathan's colossal maw. The stream was relentless, each jet striking like a battering ram, tearing at his fur, his skin, and even his bones. There was no doubt it was hurting him. Even his alpha body, built to endure, was beginning to strain under the weight of the assault. And yet, as his body endured the pain, something else stirred deep inside him. The agony didn't weaken him, it fueled him. A rage, primal and consuming, began to swell within his chest. His muscles tensed, his aura burned hotter, and his eyes glowed with an intensity that eclipsed reason itself. The ice that clung to his back froze over portions of the torrent, breaking apart streams of water and giving him the slightest reprieve. That sliver of space was all he needed. Lupus took the pain, harnessed it, and then swung his massive hand with devastating force. From his claws erupted a strike of raw energy, a claw-shaped wave that tore forward like a colossal blade. The energy slash ripped cleanly through the torrent of water, cutting the attack in two and streaked straight toward the Leviathan's face. The strike landed, carving across the beast's eye. A spray of blood gushed down its scaled cheek, staining its steel-blue armor. But the Leviathan was no sluggish giant. Even as blood poured from its ruined eye, its serpentine body twisted, moving through the air with an unnatural grace. Its massive tail lashed out, swinging like a colossal whip. The impact crashed against Lupus's body with the force of a mountain, sending him flying across the battlefield. Trees that weren't even directly struck were ripped from the ground, the sheer shockwave of the blow uprooting them as if they were nothing but weeds. Lupus's body skidded violently across the earth, tearing trenches in the dirt. But even as he slid backward, he forced his body to rise, muscles tightening, claws digging into the ground to stop his momentum. Ahead of him, the Leviathan surged forward, water spiraling from its jaws, prepared to unleash another devastating jet. The spiral of condensed water formed rapidly, churning into a deadly cannon. Lupus didn't retreat. Instead, he pushed forward, his body weaving side to side. Each movement was agile, precise, unnatural for something so large. One of the streams fired directly at him, but the figure it struck shattered instantly into shards of ice. It was nothing but a decoy. In that moment of deception, Lupus launched himself forward, leaping high with explosive force. His fist, hardened with obsidian claws and alpha strength, drove upward into the bottom of the Leviathan's massive jaw. The impact snapped the beast's mouth shut, silencing the torrent mid-blast. The Leviathan reeled back, its enormous head jerking upward. But the creature was far from finished. It recovered quickly, lowering its body before charging down with its head, aiming to crush the alpha beneath its mass. Lupus's body tensed, then he darted aside, his agile frame carrying him just out of reach. As the head crashed downward, Lupus retaliated. With precision, he leapt onto the beast's snout and drove his fist down, smashing the Leviathan's head harder into the ground. The earth cracked beneath the impact, fractures spreading like spiderwebs. The Leviathan thrashed, its colossal tail whirling through the air, smashing left and right. Each swing was a storm, each strike capable of flattening entire buildings. But Lupus was no ordinary opponent. He roared, obsidian claws extending as he dug them into the Leviathan's upper jaw. Muscles bulged across his frame as he wrenched downward, forcing the mouth shut. With his other arm, he drove his claws into the lower jaw, stretching his arms wide to hold the beast's massive mouth shut with raw power. Any other being, no matter how skilled or altered, would have found the Leviathan's scales unbreakable, an impenetrable armor forged by nature itself. But in his true alpha form, with obsidian claws sharper than any blade, Lupus tore into the scales as if they were flesh. The Leviathan thrashed, its tail whipping furiously, but Lupus held on. His chest expanded, and then he let out a howl, deep, vibrating, primal. The sound shook the battlefield, reverberating in the bones of all who heard it. Fueled by the force of his howl, Lupus lifted the Leviathan's massive body upward. The sea beast's colossal form twisted in the air, its tail twirling wildly. And then, with an earth-shattering swing, Lupus smashed its head down into the ground once more. The impact shook the battlefield like an earthquake. The obsidian claws finally released their hold, and the Leviathan rolled, its massive body spiraling as it tried to regain control. Eventually, the beast managed to rise again, its abyssal eye glaring with fury. The two monsters stared each other down, the Alpha Wolf and the Leviathan, titans in their own right. Then, without hesitation, they launched themselves forward once more. The Leviathan snapped its tail out like a whip, striking Lupus and slamming him into the ground. But just as quickly as he was knocked down, Lupus was on his feet again, his body refusing to yield. He darted toward the beast, this time aiming for its massive torso rather than its head. The tail whipped again, but Lupus dodged, his movements blurring with speed. In a flash, he was on the Leviathan's back. His claws glowed with dark energy as he slashed downward in two wide arcs. Twin energy strikes carved across the creature's back, leaving deep, jagged wounds. Blood erupted, staining the scales. Lupus sprinted across the beast's back, swinging his arms again and again, each slash tearing open new wounds. The Leviathan writhed in pain, twisting its body violently. Lupus jumped away before the thrashing tail could catch him, but something had changed. The Leviathan fired another spiral of water, but this time not a single blast found its target. Lupus's movements had become unpredictable, his instincts sharper, his body adapting. Each time the tail lashed, his body dissolved into ice, leaving only a shattered decoy before he reappeared to strike. One slash at the neck, another claw across the chest, then a kick that sent the Leviathan's head snapping upward. The colossal beast stumbled, its body sluggish. Its once unstoppable movements had slowed, almost lifeless, its massive head sagging toward the ground. And still, Lupus didn't stop. He followed the rhythm he had learned, striking, punching, clawing, repeating the cycle with relentless fury. His alpha form was battered, his own body torn and bloodied, but instinct carried him forward. The fight had become primal. Hunter versus prey. Predator versus predator. And now, as he stood over the near-lifeless Leviathan, his instincts screamed only one thing. He had to eat. The prey he had defeated was his by right. The Alpha's hunger took hold.